غايه. הגויה מוקיים שנעשו בוי ניסים לישראל. The Bir Halacha says that this bracha is only said b'shas riyah, when he sees the mokaim shenasu boi nisim li Yisrael, then he can make the bracha. But if he left the place already, even still, he still remembers what it looks like, the bracha is not made. Oimer baruch she'oso nisim laveisenu b'mokim hazeh. So you make a bracha. We paskin la'aloch, and Taisra says we make it b'shem u'malchus. The Shita Saraivit is that these brochas, since they are not brochas kibuis, they are not said b'shem u'malchus, but we paskin like Taisra's. Mokaim shenekro mimenu akum, a place where there was neka avaydizore, in Eretz Yisrael, oimer borur she'oka akum me'arzeinu. So you make a broche, special broche, if there was an akiras avay dezor in Eretz Yisrael, you mention me arzeinu. Chutz loretz mimokim hazeh. Al hazikim, there are two pshotim, what zikim are. Either zikim is a shooting star, koichev hayoyre kecheitz, b'yoyrech hashamayim, v'nimshach oyroi keshevet. It seems the light of the speed of the koichov makes it look like it is a shevet, like a stick. A koichov sheyesh loy zonov v'shevet shel oira. Not the speed and the moving of the star makes it look like a stick. The koichov alone has such a tzure. It looks like it has a tail. That is zikin. Val hazvois, val ha'ra'omim, val haruchais. Ruchais, we have later Taisvis, Ein Taisvis Lakamon Dafnun Tes. Taisvis Lakamon Dafnun Tes brings a Yerushalmi. Masnisim Ksheboim Bizam. If there is a Ruach that's Bo Bizam, a destructive Ruach, then one makes, we'll see, Shekoichai Gvurosai Molei Oilom. Aber kshboim benachas, nachas doesn't mean benachas, it means it's not bezam, oimer boruch oise bereishis. And the laloche, the Mishnah Berurah says, since we don't know what's called zam, one should always make oise maase bereishis. So the Mishnah says, and all these inyanim, zikim, zvois, ra'omim, ruchais, mbrokim, lightning, oimer boruch, shekoichai, ugvorosai, molei oilom. That means these pu'ulois become a fulsome in the world. It is not a stationary maise, it is a zach that's yadua ba'ilam, so therefore one makes shekoichai ugvorosai molei oilam. Al ha'horim v'al ha'gvois. Horim, the Goyin says, is a very high mountain and a mountain that comes to a point. Gvois are a little, not as tall as a har, and they're broad. They don't come to a spitz. Alahorim, vala gvois, vala yamim, vala nahoreis, vala midboreis, oimer boruch, oise vereishis. Rabbi Yehuda oimer horoye es hayam hagodel, oimer boruch she'oso es hayam hagodel. Exactly what the Yam HaGodol is a Machlokes HaPoskim. The Mechaber paskins, and the Cheshulchan is noted to the Das of the Mechaber, that the Yam HaGodol is the Mediterranean Sea. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, Rav Poskim holds that it's the Yam HaKiyonis, it's the Atlantic. And that you make, She'oso as a Yam HaGodol. And B'diyevet, if you make Oysa Masa Bereshis, you are Yoitze, because Oysa Masa Bereshis is a broche klali, just like a shahakel patters all minim, because it's a broche sheinim avureres, so just like Oysa Masa Bereshis will help on all yamim, but the Yevet will help on the yam akiyonis also. But l'chatchila, it seems to Mishnah Berurah one should make on the yam akiyonis she'oso es hayom hagodol. Bizman sh'ro'eihu leprokim. That is, dafke, if he does not constantly see it, he sees it milamed yoim milamed yoim. So on each riyah, he makes this bracha. Ala kshamim val besurais toivais, there was a necessity of kshamim, and kshamim fell. Or besurais toivis, one hears a besura toive, oimer boruch hatoiva hametiv. Al shmuais rois, oimer boruch bayan ha'emes. The Goyin says, why by psureis is it called psureis toiveis, and this is called shmueis rois. So the Goyin says, besura toive mitzvah levaser. It's a mitzvah to tell everyone about a psura toive. So that's why it's called psureis toiveis. One should be mevaser. A psure ro, there's no mitzvah to tell someone else about a tragedy that occurred. Kimaitzi dibo huksil. It's not an inyan to be mefalsam a tragedy. So shmuais means, but agavuche, one hears about it. But since there's no mitzvah to be mefalsam, that's why it's called shmuais rois. Oimer boruch dayan haemes. Then one makes boruch dayan haemes. Bono bayis chodosh, vikono kelim chadoshim. Oimer boruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. Now the Bir Aloche says on this aloche of Bona Bayis Chodosh, the aloche is as follows. If one purchases kelim chadoshim, and the kelim are not only used for him, others will also benefit from the kelim, so one makes hatoiva hametiv. So, theoretically, bona bayis chadosh, also one should make a toiva meitiv, unless he's a bachelor that's living alone in the house. And that's what the Bir Aloche says. The Bir Aloche says that im yeshloi isho bonim, so the brocha on a bayis chadosh is not shechiyonu, the brocha is a toiva hametiv. He brings a chayodom, the chayodom says, since he's mechuyev, Tutzishtau nahois for the vibe and the kinder, so that's not called meitiv. He's mechuyev, he's meshubet to do this. The Mishnah Berurah Tainis, he's not meshubet to get them a house, their own house, he can rent a room. Bechlal bonim over six is bechlal nochiyev. So memele, he holds that one should make hatoiva hametiv. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. There's a very interesting goin. The Goyin brings us Pshat in Yerushalmi, and this Mishnah, this is how the Goyin says Pshat, that the Yerushalmi says as follows, Kone Oimer Shechiyonu. If he purchases a house, you make a Shechiyonu. Niten Loi, if he got a present, someone gave him the house for a present, Oimer HaToiva HaMeitiv. So the Goyin explains the Yerushalmi as follows. HaToiva HaMeitiv is that a davar toiv was nischadish by him, and he didn't lose anything from it. Kshamim, a psura toiv, noilud loy ben zochor. So memele, he got something new, and others are also benefiting. So this is a toiv ametiv. He says, but by a house, before he had money, and now he has a house. So it's not called he's getting something. He lost the money, he got the house in return, but it's not considered he got something new. He paid for it. So therefore the Goyin says one only makes a Shechiyonu. Very mechudish tiki Goyin. There's a tshuva brought down in the New Shita Mekabetzes on Broches that says a very interesting halacha. And he says as follows, that if a person bought a house and he has a mortgage on it, so then he shouldn't make any broche, because at the present time, they can take it away from him. And later when he pays up the mortgage, so since in Yesoda was his all along, so there's no Zman Mesuyim when to make the broche. I'm Meirah the Kechidish, but so it comes out of Gval the Kechidish, born a Bayis Chodosh, person buys a car, so he only would make, which theoretically one should make a Toivah HaMeitiv. So that is only if he paid for it, if he owes money on it. So the Shita Mekabetzes brings down that one should not make any broche. I do not know if this is a Dava Muskim. I know Rav Moshe is a tshuva about one buys a car in the 9 days. So he speaks freely about the Brochi, Atayva Meite, Veshech Yonu. He's not Nochis that he doesn't speak about the Shaila if he paid the complete payment or he still owes money on it. But that's a Mechudish Tike Shita Mekabetzis. A Mevorech Al Horo Me'ein Halatoive V'Halatoive Me'ein Al Horo. A person is Mevorech Al Horo Me'ein Atoive. The Rambam says what one sees now, if that is Ro, so he makes the Broche, even though there's a possibility that from this Ro eventually might come out a Toive. Whatever will come out, one does not know yet. So what one lives through now, that one has to make a broche. What will come out from this pula is not meshane the broche. So, for example, if a person had a field and the field was flooded, so this year he lost his crop, so he makes broche dynamis. It could be, since the field was flooded, next year will come out that the field will not need fertilization. Could be for next year it'll be a toive. Could be not. So even though eventually it might be a toive, but basheru sham, this is a ro, so one makes dayin emes. In the same way, al a toive may ein al a ro. That means if let's say one found a metziah, and Bizman Chazal, the law was, if one found a Metziah, one had to give the Metziah to the king. If he didn't give it to the king, the king would, besides taking away the Metziah, would take away all his money. So finding the Metziah is Be'etzem Adovo Toiv, but what might come out could be Shreklach. But since one doesn't know, so one makes a brocha now, the Val, this is a Toive. Val a Toive, he makes a Toive a Metiv, even though there is a possibility that eventually a ro will come out from this toive. Vatzoyek lishaova, if a person is mispalo on something which has already occurred, that there is no mocking for tefillah, harezu tefillah shov. So this is a tefillah shov, and there's such a tefillah has no cheshivis. Oise ishtay miuberes, his wife was muberes, Ba'ima yirotzen shetelet ishti zocho, harezu tefillah shov, because already bishas the heroin or kaponim aboim yoim, after the heroim, already it was decided that the uber will be a zocho or nekeba. That's a tefillah shov. Ho yabo baderech, v'shoma keil tzvocho beir, he hears that there is a gishrei in the shtot, ba'ima yirotzen shaloi tehei, B'soich Beisi, that the umglik should not be in my house. Harezu tefillah shov. The umglik occurred already in the city. So memele, his tefillah will not help anymore. Hanichnas lekrach, mispalo shtayim. Achas b'knisosoi, v'achas b'itziyosoi. So the machloik is, Rashi in the Rambam, pshat in b'knisosoi b'itziyosoi. Rashi learns, Achas b'chnisosoi, she yikonis l'sholom. Before he enters the city, a krach was a dangerous place to enter. One could get into trouble when a strange person gets into a krach. So there was a tvile b'chnisosoi, she yikonis l'sholom, that the knisa should go good. He should pass through the border, it should go good. Va'achas b'itziyosoi, before he's going out, he should be mispalo, he should be able to leave the krach. She yikonis l'sholim, v'yeitzi l'sholim. That's how Rashi learns. So these two bakoshes were bakoshes l'osit, that the knisi should go good and the yitzia should go good. The Rambam learns, b'knisosa itaka like Rashi, that the knisi should go good. In b'tziyosa, when he leaves, he's moidel lekeil shaitziyai mimenu l'sholem. So according to the Rambam, the Tane that says that anichnas lekrach is mispalo two brochis, according to the Rambam, that's two tfilis. One is a bakoshe, and the other already is a hidor. And according to Rashi, both are bakoshes. That the Knesset should be good and the Yitzhiya should be good. Ben Aza Yoimer, Arba. One should be Mispalo, four tefillas. Shtayim b'chnisosoy, shtayim b'tziyosoy. That there should be two by the Knesset. That means before he enters the krach, he should be Mispalo, that the Knesset should go good. After he entered and the Knesset went good, he should be Maideh. Ushtayim b'tziyosoy, before he leaves the krach, he should be mispalo, that the yitzia should go good, and after he leaves it, that he gives a hido that the yitzia was good. Noisein hido al she'ova, he gives a hido al she'ova, v'tzoyik al ha'osit, he's mispalo al ha'osit. So the Mariach and Mishnayah says as follows. According to the Rambam, what was Ben Azay Moisef? That means the Tanakama held that the Bechnisosai, there is a Tsa'oka, that the Knesset should go good. So what was Ben Azay Moisef? That after he entered the city, he should be Moide. So he says, Noisin Haido Al Shova. So therefore he gives a Haido on the Knesset. That's what Ben Azay is Moisef on the Knesset. According to the Rambam, the other Bachas Bitziyosei was a Hido after he left. So what was Ben Azay Moisef? That before he leaves, he should be Mevakesh, that the leaving should go good. The Yitzhiya should go good. So Meila, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Moiradik Meduyik. Ben Azay was Moisef a Hido al Sheova, a Hido on the Knesset, and Vitzayek al Osni was Moisef Tzaoke and the Yitzhiya, which the Tanakhama did not hold of. But according to Rashi, the Tanakhama said, Bechlau, there should be a Tzaoke and the Yosef. So Ben Azay was only Moisev Haidois. So, and the Seder is the Tzaoke comes before the Haidor. So the Lashon HaMishnah is very schwer, according to Rashi. First of all, he just wants to say what is being done, the tzaokis come before the hidos. According to the Rambam, it's very meduyik. Chayev Adam levorech al horo kishem shemevorech al atoive. A person, the same oifen, the way a person makes a broche al atoive, Simche, one should be mevorech al horo. The Rabbeinu Yehuda says because every horo comes with it kaporas avoynis, which is a gevaldike toive for the person. It is a gevaldike simcha. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, simcha la tzadik asayis mishpat. That the tzaddik is besimcha, that the Rabbeinu Shlalom does with him mishpat on this world, so therefore he is potter from the mishpat la'osid lavoi. And when one takes into consideration the chaymer ha-mishpat, which is la'osid lavoi, and the reduced rates that he is getting on this world, simcha la'tzaddik asayis mishpat. So therefore, Chayev Odom Levoich Aloro Kishem Shemevoich Alatoive, because he's benefiting from the Ro. If he'll do tshuve, that's also a Meiradik benefit. So Memele, he's benefiting from the Ro. And you said, Kol Mashidavad Rachmona Letavovit. So Memele, the Ro is also Letavosai. So therefore, one should say it with the same Akoras Atoive. The Rambam says one can never know what the end result of the Ro will be, so therefore one should never become tzishosen and tzibrochen from a Ro. Shenema v'avtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levovcha. So the Gemara is going to bring a raya from this pasuk, but from the raya is going to be from the end of this pasuk, but since the Gemara brings the pasuk, so we say the whole pasuk. The Mordashin is the whole pasuk. V'avtos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levovcha. What is the translation of b'chol levovcha? B'shnei yitzrecha. that a person should be ohev HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara. Now, how does one ohev the Rabbeinu Shloilam with the Yetzer Hara? So, there's a poshut inyan, the Yetzer Hara is the stumbling block that is put into the person's path, that he has to be koivish the Yetzer Hara. So the poshut pshat is, al yedei the kvishes ha-yetzer, by suppressing the yetzer, through that he's oyev es Hashem. But the Rabbeinu Yoin in Shari Avoide and the Goin say that the Mishnah means more than that. The purpose of the Yetzer Hara was not given to the purpose only to suppress the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara was given for a positive purpose. The Rabbeinu Yoin in Shari Avoide says as follows. When we are speaking about Yetzer Hara, he says, "Hi nefesh hamisave." The desires and lusts that a person has, that's the Yetzer Hara. Or perhaps we could be mevayer, Rabbi Yisrael Salanto says, there are two inyonim. There are tchunis gufnis that the person has, the desires of the person, and then there's a malach that also comes to be mat to the person. So it could be the malach, that is, the avoide in Avos Hashem is to suppress the malach. But the nefesh ha-misave, the desires that a person has, which seems to be a stira to avoide Hashem, no, a person with these desires, he could be an oved Hashem. So the Rabbeinu Yoin explains as follows. And before I say the Rabbeinu Yoin, the Goin says, Im loy hoya la adam yetzer hara loy hoya yochel lichyos afilu shoachas. He wouldn't be able to exist on this world. Da yetzer toiv ein eroitze loy lechel v'loy lishtais. The yetzer toiv, he's out of this world completely. And the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is that a person should live in this world. Loy soyu bro l'sheves yitzora. So memele, the whole existence of the guf in this world is impossible without the desires that the Yetzer Hara puts into the person. Chazal tell us, imole Yetzer Hara, loy nasa adam isha, one would never get married, he would never, loy bono bayis, loy nota korem, v'nimtza ha'olam botel. All the things that motivate the person to do things in this world, That comes from the Yetzer Hara. The Ave, what is Pshat Vo'avto as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, that these desires should be geared and guided to Avodas Hashem. A person is eating and drinking, l'kiyum nafshoi, l'anek shabosais. The Hamishagel, that's the mitzvah of Pirya Verivye, mitzvah Soine, Linotzl Minachet. A person has in himself the tchuna of Sine, he should hate Rishoim. He has in himself a tchuna of Achzorius, Linkoim Nikmas Hashem. All midas that a person has, there's a purpose why they were given to him. So a person can be Mekayim with these midas and these desires, he could be Mekayim Avos Hashem. So that is Shat V'Avtos Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzrecha. The Yetzer Hara, and as the Rabbeinu Yoin said, Chazal, we had in the end of the second Perek, the Yetzer Hara is called the Sa'ir Shebe'ise, the yeast that is put into dough. He says, just like if you have a dough without any yeast, it's unedible. So the person cannot function without sa'ir. But le'idach gisa, there's only a certain amount, there's a monitored amount of dough that is put into yeast in order to make it edible. You put in too much, it becomes spoiled. So that is the v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'shnei yitzrecha. U'b'chol nafshecha, afilu hu neitel es nafshecha, even if it involves mesiras nefesh. V'chol miyaydecha, v'chol momaynecha, tovaracha, v'chol miyaydecha, בכל מידה ומידה שומדד לך, הווה מידה לי. That each מידה that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam measures a person, that means every matzev that a person finds himself is gemosten, it's not bemikre, it's gemosten, it's measured. So b'chol mida u'mida, say amida toive, say amida peroni yishumoided loch, hevi moideloi. I saw a Moira de Kevot from the Briske Rav, that the Briske Rav said that, and the Rashi brings down in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Bishalve, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vaydayim, Letzadikim, that will be Zeichet Olam Habo, they want to have Shalve Olam Hazeh, Bikesh Olav Rukzei Shal Yosef. So the Kashe is apparent. Yaakov Avinu wanted Shalve. The whole reason he wanted Shalva is in that way he would be able to be a greater Oyved Hashem. What was wrong with the Bakoshe? So the Briske Rav said a person should not search Matzovim how to be an Oyved Hashem. The Rebbein Yishlam puts the person in the Matzov, in this Matzov, he wants him in this Matzov how he should be an Oyved Hashem. A person shouldn't search for Matzovim. Everything is measured already. This is the tachlis of this person in this matziv to be an oived Hashem. So al koponim b'chol mido midu shumaydid loch. It's measured. Havi moideloi, a person should be thankful to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's vahavto. So that's l'chayre d'raye. Chayvodim l'voyach ala ro, kishem shem v'voyach ala toive. Just like the toive is nimdad, the ro is nimdad. Lo yekal odom es roishoi keneged shah ha-mizroch shemechuvin keneged beis kodeshei ha-kodoshim. A person should not be noyig bekalos roish by the shah ha-mizroch because the shaorim were mechuvin the keneged beis kodesh ha-kodoshim. Lo yikoneis la-harabayis. A person is not permitted to enter the harabayis b'makoloi with a makol u'b'manoloi. Not permitted to go with shoes, a bepundosoi, a money belt, uba ovok shal raglov. But a yasenu kapandriye, a person is not allowed to make the harabayis a shortcut, urekike, nevada givis, he's not allowed to spit in the harabayis mikal vochoymen. Kol choismei brochei shebe migdosh hoye oimrim di min hoilom. The Goyin says Ad Olam, but the Rav Mefoshim say Min Ha'olam. They said the bracha was Min Ha'olam. Mishekilkulu haminim ba'amru ein olam ela echad, iskinu she'yaimrim Min Ha'olam the Ad Ha'olam. To understand a little bit, pshat in the Mishnah, Abchaim Voloshiner Nefesh Achaim says as follows. Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam zel misoif ha'olamos ruchni ad soif olam hagashmi. There are many olamos. There's the highest olam, the olam atzilus, till the soif olam hagashmi. Ki kechada nechshavim be'emes. Everything is connected, everything is one. We only see the Olam HaGashmi, but one is connected with the other, and it's all one Olam. Min HaOlam V'ad HaOlam. Lekach, so Rabbi Voloshiner says, B'Migdosh Rishen, by the first Beis HaMigdosh, Sha'oisa Hashros Hashchina B'Shleimus. When a person entered the Beis HaMigdosh, one was zoiche to feel and to see the Ashros Hashchine. Va'almin stimin hoyu mischabrin im haniglois. One could see how everything is together, how the oilomois hastimim, the behalten oilomois, the ruchniistik oilomois, how they're connected with the gashmiistik oilom. V'ro kulam sheheima kechoda. It's all one. The Mesil Shisharim says that the basis of Avodas Hashem, Yisayid Avodah v'Sheiris HaChasidus Shizbara La'odo Machay Vosay Bo'ilomay. A person has to realize the Tachlis, why he came in this world. And the Mesil Shisharim says the Tachlis is Olam Haba. This is very difficult when one is very short-sighted and he sees in front of him Olam Hazeh. Therefore, that is the Avodah. When one walked into the Beis HaMikdosh, the Bayis Rishon, where there was Ashros Ashchina B'Shleimis, V'ro Kulam Sheheimo Kechodo, everything is one, and they saw the Tachlis of this world, they saw what the Ilomis Hastumais, what they were, and how one is dependent on the other. There was no necessity. Walking into the Beis HaMikdash, one would never say, Ein Olam Elo Echad. One had a beautiful view of all the Ilomis entering the Beis HaMikdash. But by the Bayi Sheni, Chazal tell us in Yume, there were five things that were missing. One of the five things was Hashchos Hashchineh. So there one could walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and he could see the Kanab Avedosam in those, but he could still say, Ein Olam Elo Echad. V'lav kula alme hisigu ha'achdus. There one was in the, by the second Beis HaMikdash, one by walking into the Beis HaMikdash and finding themselves in the Beis HaMikdash, one was not masig the achdus. So therefore al kaponim, they were machayev that the nusach should be mevara, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. V'iskinu she'ya'odam shoyul eshloim chaveiroi b'shem. There was a takone that one should be shoyul shloim chaveiroi, he should be maskir d'shem. Even though one l'chayre would think that this is a zilzul in kvayt shamayim, to be maskir d'shem Hashem, stamazoi, Als a greeting. So that was a takone. Now this is the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Bakei shalom v'rotfeyu. So it is kedai to be maskir d'shem in order to bring about shalom. It's not worse than Rashi tells us that Rabbeinu Shloilom was maskim to be moichik d'shem lasi shalom ben ish l'ishtoi by a soite. So here, there was an inyan to be masked the Shem to bring about shalom. V'skinu she'ya'odam shoyul eshloim chaveiroi b'shem. Shenemar v'hinei boyiz bo mi beis lechem, v'ayoymar lekoitzrim Hashem imochem. That was his greeting. V'ayoymar lekoitzrim Hashem imochem. No, he says Hashem imochem. So they said, Yivarechecho Hashem. V'ayoymar, by Gidoin, we see the Malach told him, also a greeting, Hashem, Imcha Giber HaChoyu. For Oymar, a third pasuk that we'll see in the end of the sugya, why it is necessary to bring so many Lemudim, Al Tovuz Kizokna Imecha. One should not be, the translation of the pasuk is, one should not be Mevaza, even though his mother became old. But this is going on the Ziknei Ha'umim. For Oymer Eis Lasis Lashem Heferu Teira Secho, and Chazal Dashem from this Posseg, Abnosan Oymer Heferu Teira Secho Mishum Eis Lasis Lashem. Amol, it is Kedai to do things which look like Aforas HaTeira. It looks like it's a Shter to Teira, but if the Kabon is Lasis Lashem, this is also Mutter. Zot Rashi. Horoyem mokem shenasu boi nisem li Yisroel. Kegoi hanoch diktoni lekamo. Mabrois hayom, the places where Klal Yisroel went over in the yam. Vahayardein, v'nachlei arnoin. Agav urche, the Bir Aloche brings down, mabrois hayom, that a person has to see the place, the Rishonim say it was Yedua, where they went over the Yam. It was Yud Beis Gzorim. It was a Mechuvendike place. The Yarden was also Keneged Yericha. It was a Mechuvendike place. If a person says, if a person sees the yam, but not the mokim where Klal Yisrael went over, so the Bir Halacha brings down from the Kafter v'Ferach, he should zicher be mazkir chazdei Hashem v'ashgachosoi, v'yoyde v'yishabeyach lafi koichoi, but that he shouldn't say a bracha. The bracha is only said, haroye mokim shenasu by nisim. So the mokim is taka, the mokim hanes, where Klal Yisrael went over, with Basai Bariyam, Sai Bariyardain, Nachlai Arnain, etc. Zikin Uzvoi Saraomim, Meforish Bigmore. Molay Oilam, Shekoychayo Gvorosai Molay Oilam, the whole world sees the Koyach and the Gvura from the Rabbi Yishloilam. Vivishaelu Nirim Oinishmoim Lemelchoik, that's why we can say Molay Oilam. Boruch Oise Bereshis, U Bigmore Porich, Otto Hanach de Lael, Lav Maise Bereshis Ninu. All these other Nyanim were also put into the Briye. Ra'omim and Zvois and Ruchais, they were put into the computer of the Briye, Bishas Sheshis Me Bereshis, that these things should occur at certain times. It's also Maise Bereshis. Leprokim, when one sees the Yam, Leprokim, Eforosh Begmore, Ulafi, what leprokim is? Ulafi shuhu choshu vegodel mikulam kovalei Rabbi Yehuda brocha la'atzmai sh'osa yam agodel. Chayr, it seems from Rashi, the Rashi learns it goes on Anakiyonus, unless, on all the Al-Hashulchan says, from all the seas, the Mediterranean is the greatest sea. So Efshe Rashi means this. Mavorich al hora me'ein ala toivo dayin ha'emes. Even though there's a potential of toiv which might come out. Vala toiv miyein al haro, ha toiv ha-meitiv, v'gmore meforish, heichidomi. Ha-nichnas lekroch, a person enters a large city. Ha-mahalech baderech, v'tzorich laver kroch, he has to go through the kroch. V'shom mitzuyim moishlim royim, u'mechapsim alilis. They look to create alilis, bilbulim. Achas b'chnisosoi, before he enters, mispalo sheyikones l'sholim. And b'tziyosoi mispalo sheyetzi l'sholim, he should be able to get out of the city. B'sholim. Arbe kedemeforesh neisen haldo al sheova, v'tzoyek ala osid nimtso dalet kemeforesh b'gmore. Chayev odom lavoyech ala ro, meforesh b'gmore. Dover ache b'chol miyoidecho, midois medudois loch. These inyonim are measured for the person. Bein midotoive, bein midas poronius, it's all measured. Lo yekal roishoi, lo yinag kalas roish. Kineged shal mizrochi. So we're speaking about chutz lahar habayis, asha b'choyme anamucho, asha l'raglei habayis b'mizroch. The Chayme HaMizrochi of Har HaBayis. So the Sheor by the Chayme HaMizroch, one should not be Noye Kalas Roish, Lofi Shekol HaSheorim Mechuvonim Ze Keneged Ze. All the Sheorim are, one is Keneged the other, Ze Keneged Ze, Shah Mizroch, Shah Ezres Noshim, Shah Ezres Yisroel, Pesach ha'ulam, v'heichal, u'beis, kotshe ha'kadoshim, all the shiorim were on one line, b'mei mikdash rishin, k'shaya am atraksim, so there was a shiur there. B'pundosoi, chagur cholul, v'noisnim bo'imois, so one should not go in with a money belt in harabais. Mikal v'choyme b'gmore meforeshle. Kol chaysmei broche, shebemikdash ha'ya oimrim ad ha'ilam. B'meseches tainis omrinon, Ein einim omein b'migdosh. When a bracha was said in the migdosh, it was said without omein. It was said there was a different aniyah. Am avorich oimer b'soif kol bracha. Baruch ata Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Baruch choinein hadoas v'chein b'kulam. V'ainim oimrim baruch shem kevoid malchusoi li'olam v'ed. Oilam Boad means min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. Yafin olam mikro, the tzvilus Ezra v'sayatoi, and this was nischadish by the second Beis HaMikdosh, v'ashmin en hoche, the b'migdosh rishin l'ho'ya oimrim al-boruch Hashem alakei Yisroel min ha'olam. Mishikilkalu at tzedakim. How to say you shouldn't be geirah tzedakim because the tzedakim, this already was a nusach from Ezra, the tzedakim were much later. V'omrei noilom elozeh, hiskinu Ezra v'sayate shi'oimre min ha'oilom v'ad ha'oilom. Loimar sh'shnei elom es yesh. This is not the only world. Lohoitzi milei v'atzedoikim ha'koifrim b'tchiyas ha'meisim. She'odom shoyel l'shloim chaveiroi b'shem. A person should be shoyel shloim chaveiroi b'shem. B'shmoya shal kadosh baruch hu. The shayla should be, you mask the shame Hashem. Blaim rinin mizalzel hu bekvoidoi shel mokoin bishvil koida kvoida briyis lohoitzi shem shamayim olot. We should not think that this is a zilzel in kvoid shamayim. V'lomdu miboye sh'omar Hashem imochem, min ha'malach sh'amolegida in Hashem imcho giber achayo. V'oimer al tova iski zokna imecho, l'moid midivrei zikne yumosecho lasis. We should learn from the zakenim of Klal Yisrael, ma'asheri iso sh'osu heim. We should learn from what they did. The Gemara meforish, mai v'oimer, what is the necessity for the second pasuk? Ba'imer eis lasis l'ashem, eifeiru teire secho. Pa'omim shemevatlem divrei teire, it is kedai to be a meifer teire, kedai lasis l'ashem. Avze ha'miskavim lisho l'shloim chaveiroi. If a person, he wants to be shoyo l'shloim chaveiroi, ze ritzoinoi shel mokim, the Rabbein Shalom wants this. Shenemar bakei sholem v'rotfeyu. So this is lasis l'ashem. Is mutter lahafer teire. So for to do lasis l'ashem, it is permissible to be mefer teire. The lasis dover hanira osa. Even though it would seem that this is a dover ha osa, one is permitted to do it. Zog taisvis. Haraye ime borur sha osa nisim laveisenu. Perish rabbeinu shmaye. The cholani broches riches laskores Hashem o malchus. Not like the rivet we mentioned. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. V'chein kosav Rabbeinu Shimshin Mikutzi, ki hori, and they bring a raya maiserav, ki hori o yerogel levoich al abrokim, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, shekoichu gvorosei molei haolam. We never were able, the Ri never saw the Yarden or saw the Yam, basically the Barkoponim. This they didn't know, that the Ri, when lightning came, he made Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So by stories, all these broches and the Mishnah is one category, it's a Birchas HaShvach, is therefore, one makes on all of them, one is mask on all of them, Shem HaMalchus. V'chein Peirish Ri, I don't know that this is some of someone else, U'maisi Yerushalmi de Pirkin, Rab Zire, Kol Broche She'ein Bo, Shem HaMalchus, not a broche. V'dir l'Rabbeinu, d'davke l'roi m'shloishim yoyim l'shloishim yoyim, d'umi d'roi yam ha'godol, l'prokim d'omu b'yishalmi, d'prokim ha'ni shloishim yoyim, so mokim sh'nasa by nisim l'Yisrael, also if he sees the person, this mokim, after there was a 30-day span. Sh'okar akum me'artzeinu, b'yishalmi masnik sh'nekro akum mikol eretz Yisrael. The Goyin says that this is a tois in Taisvis. Perhaps, because there's a tois in the Yerushalmi. But it can't be that you only make the broche when it's nekro mikol eretz Yisrael. Because the Gemara says later, the nusach is, boruch sha'okar avoydezore me'artzeinu, r'shem sh'nekro mimokim zeh, kenti okar mikol mekoim es Yisrael. So it seems that this bracha said, even though there's other mekaymis in Eretz Yisrael, but there's still avay de zore. So he says there's a tois in Taisvis, and Taisvis should say, Birushalmi masnik shenekra akum me Eretz Yisrael. The call is a guy's. Avu mimoke macher, oime mimoke mazeh. He says, the me'artzein who's only said, if it was nekra from Eretz Yisrael. But if there was nakiris avay de zore, from in Chutz Loretz, one does not mention Altsenu. Al an Nahores, lav al kol an Nahores, not on all rivers, el arba Nahores, tachsibi bikrok, meichidek lo pros. The Mishnah Berurah says, lav davke these four Nahores, if you have a big river, one should make this bracha. Menohani mili. So the Gemara asks now, how do you know that you make a bracha on an es? Haroye mokaim shenasa boy nisim. There once was an es. The nest did not occur with him. And he just sees the place. So that's him, the tzlach says, that's what the Gemara asks him, no, ani mili. It's like, the Gemara in Ketzer Mevorchim said, there the broch is a svore. Also, Lord, the Mohonis Melam has a beloi broch. Fakel, there's a svore. But here, he didn't see the nest. The nest did not occur with him. And he makes a broch. Aroye mokim shenasa boy nisim li Yisrael. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Kro, Vayoyma Yisroi, Boruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem, Miyad Mitzrayim. So we learn out, Birchas HaNisim from Yisroi. This God, very interesting, I grad saw today, the Briske Rov in Parshas Yisroi, he says a very geshmake vort, but L'chayre Dachsach Miritz Astire to this Gemara. The Briske Rav says as follows. The Mechaber says in Simen Reish Yutes by Birchas HaGoymel, Birchas HaGoymel Dalet Tzrichem L'Hoydes means a person who was sick and got healthy, he makes a brocha HaGoymel L'Chayobim Toivis. The Mechaber says, "Efsher levorech birchas hagoymul al teves chaverim." We can have a raya weiter in this perik that one can do such a thing. Reuven was sick, and Shimon sees Reuven, and he makes birchas hagoymul for Reuven. Shimon makes birchas hagoymul. He can do it. So the Rama says, "Reuven is chayvim birchas hagoymul, and Shimon makes it." So the Rama says, "Ve'ein ze brocha levatola min ha-mevorech, ve'ar ked yene meik ha-brocha, af al pi sheloi nischayiv be-brocha zu, he's not mechuyiv in this brocha, ha-ki can make this brocha." So the Rama says, "Hoyil ve'ein ha-mevorech, rak derech shvach bo-hido al toives chaveire she-somach bo," he has a gewaldike simche, that Reuven was sick and now Reuven's gesund. So he's thanking the Rabbeinu Shaloylam. He's gewaldig sameich, segeit oichet amon, he's very happy about it, so he can give a hoido. That's what Rama says, so it's not a brocha levatola, even though he's not mechuyev in this brocha, it's not a brocha levatola. So the Taz says, but the Rama was very careful. The Rama says, he gives a shevach vaido al toivis chaveri, shesomach bo. But he's happy, if he's happy that Yen is gesund, so he makes a brocha. So the Taz says that Stavke v'somach. But what if he's not somach? No, he wants to put up a front. He wants to, it's a gate of nishan. You're crying, nish crying. But he didn't see him. He was in the hospital for 10 months. He comes, he makes a broche, but he's really not somach. There's no simcha beliboy. So the Taz says, Ein levorich b'shem v'malchus, tave broche levatole. You can only make a broche b'shem v'malchus on yenims. Hatzole, if you're takis sameich, then it's a gaitir on 11. Then you can give a brocha of shevach. But if you're not besimche, you can't make this brocha. That's what the Taz says. So the briske rov amoyre de kevod. So he says that pshat and posik. Vayichad Yisrael kol ha-toive. Yisrael was besimche. And therefore, vayoyma Yisrael boruch Hashem asher hitzel. Then he was able to make the brocha. Because he was besimche, then he could make the brocha. So when I saw the vault on the Briske Rav, Moiridik, it's mamish, kafter v'ferach. Then I learned this Gemara, so it's pilei ployim. Because the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is speaking about the Birchas Haido, the Bircha of, the Broch of Agoymul. The Broch of Agoymul, the Chiyuv is on Abot Zrichem Lohoidois. A person who was Heilch Midboris, he has to make the Broch. He was sick, he has to make the Broch. So the Mechaber was Mechadish, someone else can also make this broche. If someone else to make a Birchas Haido, that you have to be Sameach. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This din is a din that if a person, Haroye Mokim Shenasa Boy Nisim Li Yisrael, this is not a Rishus, this is Achiyuv. Achiyuv, a person who the person who saw Amokim Shenasi by Nisim Li Yisrael, this is a bracha chiyuvis, because unless a neph was done, you have to make a bracha. This is his bracha. Not he's saying Yenim's bracha. Birchas HaGoimel is the bracha is mutl, and the person who was sick to make the bracha. If someone else wants to say his bracha, so he has to be Sameach. But the bracha Raya Mokim Shenasa by Nisim Li Yisrael, this is a chiyuv and the mevorich to make. For example, the Mishneh Brura brings down, we'll see later in the Gemara, that Nes Shenasa Liklal Yisrael, this is a chiyuv and everyone to make the bracha. A Nes Shenasa Liyochid, what if a Nes occurred with a Yochid? So he makes the bracha, we'll see the Machlekes HaRishayim, the children and grandchildren, and maybe other descendants also, but that's it. So the Mishneh Brura says, a Nes that's Nasa Liyochid, only the children and grandchildren can make the bracha. A fremde mensch tonisch machen the bracha. And he says that it's not like Birchas Hoido. Birchas HaNes has its own halachis. So Anes Amokim Shenasa by Nisim Lisrael has nothing to do with Simcha. The whole din of Simcha is by Birchas HaGoimel, not by Birchas HaNes. And Chazal tell us the Mekor of Birchas HaNes, we learn out from Yisroi. The Rishayim ask Akashe that L'chayre, the Mishnah says, Horoye Mokim Shenasa by Nisim Lisrael. Yisrael did not see the Mokim Shenasa by Nisim Li Yisrael. So that's Masho's Kashe. So the Rishayim really is the Kashe. The Pasha to Teretz is, the Ritva says, Kol Sheroye Horabim HaNitzoylim Keroye Mokim HaNestomi. If a person, it's a Chiddush to Mokim, even though a person is looking at a Mokim and he doesn't see anything, he also can make a Mokim Boruch Shenasa Nisim Laveseinu Bamokim Hazeh. But if he sees those who were, the Nes occurred with them, he could zicher make the bracha. The Ben Yehuda wants to say he passed by Kriyas Yamsuf, so he saw the Yamsuf, but as we mentioned before, the Mishneh Brura says, Horoye Mokim can only make it when you saw it, you can't make it later. So it come out that Yisrael did Shaloy Alibe Dehilcheseh. The Marsha asks another Shaila. We mentioned before there's a Machlokes HaRishayim if this bracha needs Shema Malchus. Taisva says you need Shema Malchus. The Raivet says you don't need. Where was the Malchus? By Yisroi. Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem. So the Marsha says a very interesting Teretz, and Don of Yosef explains the Teretz. Yisroi said, Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. He took you out of Mitzrayim. We don't know what Mitzrayim was. But he says Mitzrayim was the memshole of all the Koichei Sarah that was in Mitzrayim. Amalek was unable to go into Mitzrayim. That was the Koich of Mitzrayim. By saying Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, that's saying Malchusai Bakil, mashallah. That's Malchus. Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim was saying a mouthful who Yisroi knew who the Koiches of the Mitzrayim were, so Memele, that's called Malchus already. The Mishnah says, Haroye Mokim Shenasu Boy Nisim Li Yisroel. So the Gemara says, Anise De Rabbi Mevorchinon. It would seem from the Mishnah, one only makes a brocha, a nes that occurred to a rabbin. Anisa de yochid loy mevochinim. There's no brocha by a nes that occurred with a yochid. So the Gemara says it's not true. Vahu gavre dave ko'ozul be'ever yemine. Place. Nofol alei arye. And he was attacked by an ari. By a lion. Isavid lei nisa ve'itzel mino. Also, the Kami the Rove, v'omalei, so Rove told him, kol emes demotis lahosam brich, boruch she'osu lineis b'amokim hazeh. Make this broche. Another maise. Mar berei de ravine have ko'ozu bepikse da'aroves. Pikse was a valley in Aroves. V'tzocho le'maye. And he suddenly became very thirsty. Is avid le nise ivri le eina de maye ve ishti. So a mayim was then created in Pixar Darovitz. It was not a place for a mayim, and he drank. Vesu zim nechod, another time. Have ka ozel beristike de mechuze. He was walking in the streets of mechuze. Venofel ale gamla pritze. And all of a sudden, a meshugene gomel starts chasing him. He had nowhere to go. Ispalkelei ashise. So he's walking by a house. So the wall of the house fell in. And he ran into the house. Olegava. He wasn't able to go to the door. The door was locked. Ismemela aneskoli. Kimoto la aroves. When he came to aroves, borich, he made a broche bor shosolines baroves. He was in aroves now, so he mentioned that nes first. Ubegomel. He mentioned the nest of the gomel also. Kimoto laristike de mechuze brich boruch shosli nest begomel ubaroves. So al kaponim we have two maises that the broche of a roye mokem shenasa by nisim is not afke for klal Yisrael. Afula nes hayochet also one makes a broche. So why did the Mishnah say afke nisim deram? Omri, anise de rabim kuli almi mechaivi. This is a chiyuv. As we mentioned before, this is not the way the Briskerov said, like birchas agoimo. This is a chiyuv, a nest that occurred to a rabim, to klal Yisrael. This is a chiyuv on everyone to say this bracha. Mechaiv levruchi. Anise de yochid, a nest that occurred with a yochid. Iyu, let's say the goyin's girse, ubrei, ubar brei chayev lebruchi. Now there's a machloikis orishoinim. Others hold davke, the one who the nest occurred, a son and a grandson. What is the lomdis? Because at kan rachme yo'ov ala ben, im tishke li yolanini yolanechli. This is one doyer. Father, son and a grandson, that's one doyer. So therefore they make the brocha, but further not. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach in Rishonim that all the descendants have to make the broche. Shekulon shutvin ba'oisei ha'nes, the Rashba says. All of them, the nes affected them. Because when we are speaking about a nes, we're speaking about a nes of atzolam imovis l'chaim. That's the nisim that we are speaking about over here. So these nisim, if it would not be for that nes, so the ureinikul wouldn't be around. So memeila, all the doiris have to make the broche. There's a gewaldike nafkemine. The nafkemine is those who were born before the nes. So according to the first pshat, they have to also make the broche. According to the tam, because they were, they're shutvim b'nes, they're not shutvim in the nes. The nes occurred after they were born. La locha the Mishnah Berurah paskins both chumris. That if a person was a descendant from one that the Ness occurred, it was a great-great-great-grandfather, you also make the broche. Since he was born after the Ness, he's a shutif in the Ness. In the first three daires, even though they were born before the Ness, they also make this broche. Tana Rabbono, Haroyem Mabro Yisayom, or Mabro, the places where Klal Yisrael went through the Yam. Umabreis hayardoin, umabreis nachlei arnoin, avnei al gabish, b'meirid beis choyren, they saw the avonim in meirid beis choyren, ve'even shebikesh lizrek oig melech haboshen al Yisrael, ve'even sheyoshav oleho moyshe b'sho sho'osu Yeshua milchome ba'molek. This Evan that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzta'ir atzmoi, b'shas he was mispalel on Klal Yisrael, this Evan, Maisa Nisim, occurred in the schus of this Evan. Smelov once sees this Evan, v'ishtei shaloit, v'chaymas yericha shnivlo b'mkoymoi, al kulon tzorech sheyitain haido, v'shavach lifnei hamoke. So the Gemara is going to explain all these mekoymes. Bishloim emabrois hayom dechsi, vayevoyu b'nei Yisrael besoich hayom vayabosha. Mabrois hayardein dechsi, vayamdu akehanim, noisei horin bris Hashem becharov emitoich hayardein hochein,
בכל ישראל לא יבדים בחרובה, עד אשר תמו כל הגוילה ורס הירדה. So ממילא, these are the two ניסים that happened by the יום and the ירדה. אלא מבריס נחלי ארנוין מן עולם. What happened by נחלי ארנוין? So בכסיב, על כן יאמר בספר מלחמת השם אסבב בסופו. תונו, אסבב בסופו שני מצוירויים היו. If I'm not mistaken, the Goyin says Es Vahav were the names of two Mitzeroim. They were in the Seif of the Machne. Es Vahav Besufo. Es and Vahav were by the Seif of the Machne. Shnei Mitzeroim Hoyo. Tavu Mahalchim Besuif Machne Yisrael. But that was their names. Ki Ave Kochofi, they weren't able to be Nichnas in Machne Yisrael, so they were in the Seif. Ki Ave Kochofi Yisrael, when the Klal Yisrael was going by this Mokim, also Amiroi, so the Amoriim came, of the Lohoi Nikiruso, so they went and they chiseled out caves. Klal Yisrael was supposed to go through a deep valley, and they chiseled out caves in the mountains which were surrounding the valley, Vitoshu Bohoin, and they hid themselves in these caves. Omri, ki cholfe Yisrael hoche, when the Yidn will go through the valley, Naktalinun, will kill them. But they didn't realize that the Orin went before Klal Yisrael, they flattened down the mountains. Kiven the also Orin, Idvaki Turi Bahadi Adodi, so the two mountains got pressed together. Eden didn't have to go down into the valley. They walked over the mountains. The Kotlinon, and all of them got killed, they were pressed together. Benochas da Mayul and Nachle Arnon, and the blood dripped into Nachle Arnon, but Klal Yisrael was not aware of it, because they were walking on top of the mountains, they got flattened down a little bit, and they did not realize what was happening underneath them. Ki also Es Vahav, when Es and Vahav came, and that was after the Yidden passed over the mountains, and they were the last ones, so then the mountains separated already. So they saw the dam coming out. So they told Klal Yisrael what happened. And then Klal Yisrael said Shira. So let us see Rashi. Hochi gassine, mi no lande me bochine na nisse. Oma rabbi euchen in domakro, va yeime yisroi boch ha-shem esher hitzeleske. Beiva yemine, shem medine, bedroimo shel poras. Bepikso, biko, arovei shem mokem. Bezocha lo maia, tzoma lo maim. Beristika, beshuk. Gam lo pritzo, gomu meshuge, sha-asoka vroim. He started chasing him. Is palkala yashisa, nofla choymes bayish o yisomachloi, v'nichnas l'soich habayis mivnei hagomo. Mavreis hayom, mokem shavru Yisrael biyamsu. Umavreis hayardei, bimei Yeshua. Mavreis nachla yarnoi, l'kama meforish mainisa, what was the nest that occurred by nachla yarnoi? B'moyred beis choyrin, bimei Yeshua yi b'sefer Yeshua. B'even shezora koig, not Evan Shezorkoig, Evan Shebikesh Oig Lizroig. Lekamon Meforish. He never threw it down. Of the Lohoi Nikiruse, Morois, they made caves. Mabrois Nachloi Arnoin, Emek Omoik. It was a deep valley, Bein Beis Horim Gevoim. Between two tall mountains, Voye Yisrael Tzrichim Laver Boise Emek. Also, Amoriim Maoris Betzidei Ha-Horim V'Nechbo Shom, and they hid themselves there. V'Toshu Nechbo Mazgi Oiver, they went over Meimech Turei Mashpil Horim U'Mispashtim Zeh Letzad Zeh Ad She'Emek Shove Chozu Domo. So they saw the blood K'shechozu Ha-Horim L'mkaimo V'Eshed V'Shefech Ashenot L'Sheves Ho'o Or ha'hor shebe'ever ha'emek noto v'nispashet l'tzad chaveiroi, ha'hor asher l'tzad eiver moyev, v'shem eretz moyev is or.